This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. A few years ago, there were 8 or 9 empty buildings along our main street. Now it's hard to even find an open office space downtown. That quote comes from a businesswoman who has observed the resurgence of businesses in her community of Council Grove. This downtown independent business renaissance has been led by women. It's today's Kansas Profile. Last week, we met Jennifer Kassebaum, who recently opened a bookstore in Council Grove. Her business is one of many new enterprises downtown. Julie Hauer, president and CEO of Farmers and Drovers Bank in Council Grove, recently convened a group of downtown business owners. They met in the office of Zoe Bond, executive director of the Council Grove Area Trade and Tourism Association, and shared about their businesses. For example, Lindsay Forge is the owner of Weathered Wood Home, a vintage home decor furnishing business. As a mother of 4, she was a stay-at-home mom for 8 years who found she enjoyed woodworking and building furniture. This became a hobby that got out of control, Lindsay said with a smile. She started using reclaimed barnwood to make picture frames and expanded to offer candles and many other types of home decor products. In addition to her online business, she opened a downtown boutique in Council Grove in 2016. See www.weatheredwoodhome.com. In 2020, Nikki Tiffany opened the Territory Ballroom, a co-working, lodging, and event space in a historic building downtown. In addition to available short-term offices, it has open space that is designed for weddings and other events, plus a sumptuous bridal suite. See www.theterritoryballroom.com. Lindsay Gant and Deidre Knight and their husbands plus a friend are partners at Riverbank Brewing, a new brewery in the converted Armory Building in downtown Council Grove. It is located next to the Neosho River with craft beers on tap and both indoor and outdoor venues to enjoy them. The facility is also available to be rented for special events. On-tap craft beers include Thrill Hills Kolsch, Rio Salado Mexican Lager, Legends Never Die Chocolate Porter, and one called the IPA with no name. Craft cocktails, charcuterie boards, and more are on the menu. See www.riverbankbrewing.com. In that same building, Deidre operates an online screen printing and embroidery business called Twin Lakes Tees, plus a social media and marketing business called Story Media. That enterprise works in web design, branding, and event management. See www.twinlakestees.com and www.storymediacompany.com. A few blocks west along Main Street is a building with a garage door on the front. It looks like it could have been an auto dealership years ago. That is now the home of a business called the Dealership Building, owned by Amanda McDonald and her husband. It is a multi-use space with a retail store featuring antiques and other specialty products such as soaps, candles, and candy on consignment. The dealership also offers a micro shop space and incubator kitchen for other entrepreneurs. See www.thedealershipcg.com. All this is in addition to Dee Gieswein's Farmers Insurance Agency and Shirley and Ken McClintock's Trail Days Cafe and Museum, which we have previously profiled. When I started, I was the only woman in our business district, Dee said. In addition to these women described above, we have another 6 women-owned businesses, Zoe Bond said. What is causing these women to open these new businesses in Council Grove? I love my community, Dee Gieswein said. It's for my kids, Nikki said. We moved here 10 years ago, and my husband and I are choosing to be here, Lindsay Forge said. I'm so thankful that the community is so supportive, Amanda said. Without Julie Hauer and her community bank, this would not have been here, Dee said. How exciting to find these entrepreneurial women leading a resurgence of business in the rural community of Council Grove, population 2,140 people. Now that's rural. For more information about the communities, go to www.councilgrove.com. From closed buildings downtown to a vibrant set of new businesses, Council Grove has experienced this downtown renaissance. We commend these women ruralpreneurs for making a difference with their initiative and investment. Thanks to their efforts, this downtown is experiencing an upturn. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.